Parks Canada is providing 100 duplex trailers and 120 dorm-style units for Jasper residents in need of housing. These 300 or more interim housing units are set to arrive in mid-February with initial occupancy by February 27. We are moving forward with Parks Canada to procure a number of housing units to be brought both in the town of Jasper for the four serviced sites as well as out at Marmot Meadows, said Michael Fark, Municipal Director of Recovery, during a Tuesday, February 4, council meeting. Last summer, the Jasper wildfire destroyed 30% of the town site, including 820 housing units, compounding the pre-existing housing deficit of 600 units. More than 600 families have applied for interim housing. The duplex trailers, which are meant for families, will be placed on the four serviced parcels within the town site. Some trailers will be placed at Marmot Meadows, adjacent to Whistler's campground south of town. A duplex unit will have a kitchen with appliances, four stackable kitchen chairs, a shower with a curtain, a double bed and limited storage. Each duplex has one shared entry with laundry, plus an emergency exit in each bedroom. Rent will be $1,000 per month for one side, which can fit a household of two or three. Two sides will cost $1,500 per month and house three or more. The dorm-style units will be housed at Marmot Meadows. These units are bachelor-style housing with a single bedroom and bathroom and are meant for singles and couples, with a monthly rent of $500. For all unit types, the damage deposit is half a month's rent for those without pets or a full month's rent for those with pets. Utilities are included in the price, and subletting will not be allowed. Units are being provided by various companies and will likely vary in appearance. Fark said they were finalizing the site layouts as well as facilitating unit installation, utility connections, parking and other amenities. We are getting a property manager in place, and then we are working to go through the list of people who have applied for housing and identify where they fall within the prioritization matrix, and then we are contacting them, and we are matching households with units, he added. Fark noted 67 households were still living in hotel rooms and would get priority for interim housing. We expect we will have interim housing units in place, but so that we do not find ourselves scrambling, we are putting in place a contingency, working with the hotels to see what extensions could look like, and then trying to identify potential funding sources for any extension that may be required, he said. According to the municipality's website, priority for interim housing will be given to those whose in-person work is critical to the operation of the town and/or the national park. Next would be those who directly support these critical functions, followed by recovery and rebuild workers. The remainder will go to providing housing for as many displaced households as possible. Special consideration will be given to families with school-aged children and those who lost housing as a direct result of the wildfire. The Alberta government previously promised to deliver 250 modular homes by early this year, but because it has been insisting on permanent, single-detached units rather than high-density solutions, land negotiations between the province and Parks Canada have since come to a standstill. On Tuesday, February 4, council gave support in principle to facilitate in-town contractor camps, interim residences and lay-down areas within the town site. Administration is expected to return with recommendations.